Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. 10% Happier 10th Anniversary Edition by Dan Harris offers a refreshingly honest take on mindfulness and meditation amidst the chaos of the modern world. Dan Harris, a co-anchor of Nightline and the weekend editions of Good Morning America, shares his personal journey of how he discovered mindfulness after having a panic attack on live television. Through wit, self-deprecation, and a candid storytelling style, Harris recounts his skeptical exploration of meditation, ultimately showing how it led him to become 10% happier. The book demystifies the practice of meditation, presenting it as a feasible non-spiritual tool for improving mental health and enhancing daily life, rather than as an esoteric ritual or religious practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the catalyst. A live TV panic attack. Dan Harris's journey into meditation and mindfulness began with a profoundly personal and public crisis. A panic attack on live television. While on air during a broadcast of Good Morning America, Harris experienced sudden overwhelming anxiety that left him struggling to finish his segment. This incident forced him to confront his high-stress lifestyle and substance use, sparking a quest for solutions to his anxiety and existential questions. His recounting of this panic attack serves as a powerful reminder of the physical and psychological toll of unmanaged stress and the societal pressures to perform flawlessly. Harris's openness about his vulnerability breaks down the stigma around mental health struggles, especially among professionals perceived as successful and composed. Secondly, skepticism meets spirituality. Initially, Dan Harris was highly skeptical of meditation and spirituality. His journey is not one of immediate conviction, but of gradual exploration and understanding. Harris's skepticism is relatable to many who dismiss meditation as merely a trend or too mystical. He dives into research, interviews experts, and personally experiments with meditation, approaching the practice with a journalist's curiosity and a skeptic's critical eye. This topic is crucial because it demonstrates that skepticism can coexist with open-mindedness, and that personal growth often requires stepping outside one's comfort zone. Harris's transformation from skeptic to advocate showcases the practical benefits of meditation for mental health and stress reduction, making the case for mindfulness accessible to a broad audience. Thirdly, the science and practice of mindfulness. Dan Harris delves into the scientific evidence supporting mindfulness and meditation, providing readers with a grounded understanding of how these practices benefit mental health. This segment of the book is particularly informative for readers curious about the psychological and physiological impacts of meditation. Harris explains concepts such as neuroplasticity, the fight-or-flight response, and how mindfulness practices can literally rewire the brain to manage stress more effectively. He offers practical advice on how to start meditating, including debunking common myths and addressing typical challenges newcomers face. This topic illustrates the transformative power of mindfulness backed by science and presents it as a tool for anyone looking to improve their mental resilience and overall well-being. Fourthly, meditation's impact on work and relationships, a significant part of 10% Happier, explores how meditation and mindfulness have improved Dan Harris's professional life and personal relationships. By learning to be present and more self-aware, Harris discovers that he can engage more effectively with colleagues, navigate workplace stress with greater ease, and foster deeper connections with his loved ones. This section of the book speaks to the universal struggle of balancing a demanding career with personal happiness and relationships. Harris's experiences serve as testimonies to how mindfulness can enhance emotional intelligence, patience, and empathy, leading to more meaningful interactions and a healthier work-life balance. Lastly, sustainability of happiness. Finally, Harris concludes that the pursuit of happiness is an ongoing process, not a destination. Through his personal anecdotes and reflections, he emphasizes that while meditation doesn't solve all of life's problems, it can make them more manageable. This part of the book invites readers to reflect on their own expectations of happiness and the societal pressures that shape them. Harris advocates for a realistic approach to personal development, suggesting that small, consistent changes in mindset and behavior, like regular meditation, can lead to significant improvements in one's quality of life. It's a message of hope and pragmatic optimism. Happiness is attainable, 10% at a time. In conclusion, 10% Happier is a book for skeptics, professionals grappling with stress, and anyone curious about mindfulness but unsure where to start. Dan Harris's narrative proves that meditation is not just for the spiritually inclined, but is a practical tool for anyone looking to improve their mental health and navigate life's challenges with more ease. His journey from skepticism to acceptance and the measurable benefits he experienced along the way make a compelling case for incorporating mindfulness into daily routines. By demystifying meditation, 10% Happier encourages readers to approach self-help with curiosity and open-mindedness, promising improved mental well-being and a more balanced life as a reward. Whether you're struggling with stress, seeking to enhance your relationships, or simply looking to be more present in your everyday life, 10% Happier offers valuable insights and practical advice to help you embark on a journey toward a happier, more fulfilled existence. If you would like to support Dan Harris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.